Taking a look first at your news for the hour, the following are high school basketball scores from this evening, March the 9th, for the WLEW and WHST listening area. For the boys' teams this evening, there were not any area games, and there were four for the girls' teams tonight. Cass City had 43 points, defeating Otisville-Lakeville with 33. Genesee had 44 over Sandusky's 27. Deckerville with 57 defeats Clarkston Everett Collegiate with 45. And Kingston had 70 points over Sterling Heights Parkway Christian's 41. For more sports scores and stories, you can go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. And in other news for today, a case is currently positioned for a low-friction sentencing in Huron County. Both defense attorney Michael Morosky and the people's representative Timothy J. Rakowski aligned on a one-year delayed sentence for Nathan Allen Jones's third-degree child abuse conviction, with no objections to the report or guideline scoring. The only procedural noise was a minor plea-type confusion of whether it was guilty versus no contest, which the court moved past without any dispute. The defense framed the incident as an escalation and argued for rehabilitation via anger management and reunification efforts. The people submitted a victim's mother's letter detailing a pattern of violent, neglectful behavior and the child's fear of her own father, yet still requested the court follow the delayed sentence recommendation. The stakes are clear. The court must balance public safety and victim protection against structured rehabilitation leverage, with both sides converging on a delayed sentencing. The decisive variable becomes the court's conditions and compliance rigor rather than whether or not to delay. The courts are committing to a decision that prioritizes enforceable accountability over symbolic leniency. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The legal process has been formally initiated for Richard Johnny Allen, who now faces two felony charges related to illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition. The arraignment served its procedural function. The defendant, represented by counsel, acknowledged the charges and entered a plea of not guilty. The prosecution confirmed there is no plea offer on the table at this stage, signaling a standard adversarial start to the case. A 30-day adjournment was granted to allow for pretrial preparation, with the next court date now locked in. And in other news for today, the arraignment of Rebecca Sue Smith is now on hold. The defense has successfully motioned for a forensic psychological evaluation to determine criminal responsibility, a move that the prosecution did not object to. This is a deliberate strategic delay for the defense, grounded in the defense's recent history at a mental institution where her medication had been altered shortly before the alleged offenses. While a not guilty plea was entered to satisfy the court procedure, the case's trajectory is now dictated entirely by the forthcoming psychological report, rendering all other legal proceedings, including bond and pretrial scheduling, secondary to the central question of the defendant's mental state at the time of the incident. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Monday, March the 9th of 2026. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.